the William Hill World Darts Championship on In Play Radio.
It's going to be, 100%, I've got to say Michael van Gerwen, 100%. I'd say Gary Anderson is playing good, James Wade is good, Barney's hit a little bit of a surge of form at the Grand Slam. I think Adrian's quite a good player. I think Kim Ibrett is a little bit of a dark horse. I mean, when you say who's good, they're all good, trust me. Some of the young Dutch lads coming through, some of them are absolutely brilliant. They're going to be the ones to watch, I think, for the Worlds, besides myself. I mean, everybody's going to go in there to win it, of course they are. And I think you're going to see a lot of tactics now. I think players are changing now. I think the money is turning these players into little want to win. I mean, they want to win the big money, and I don't blame them.
As a 16-time world champion, going into this William Hill World Championship, you're always going to be one of the guys to beat. How do you deal with that target on your back, if you like?
Don't now. I mean, I've money for a few years, so it's not a target anymore. You just go up there and you're just a normal fella, you know, same as everybody else. But it is different. And the beauty of it this year, I've actually got a bit of time to prepare properly.
What does your preparation involve?
A lot of work, a lot of rest and a lot of work. You know, if you've got to go into the World Championships, I'm going to say now, not tired. I mean, the schedule that we've got does tire you out. Some of these young lads, they are shattered, and I'm 55. They haven't got a clue. They have not got a clue what it feels like when you're 55, trust me. It's a totally different game to when I was 30. I wish I was young again now, so I could actually play Gerwen at my best. I do play him at my best now and again, and we have good games, but it's not the same when you're older.
You mentioned some of the younger players coming through. In these early rounds, shorter format as well, the top players can be quite vulnerable in those early stages, can't they?
I think the Worlds is not too bad. Best of five sets is a good little format, really. But then again, it's first one to nine legs, so it's a bit of a short format. In this day and age, it's a short format.
You are playing a tournament here with, I think, 24 different countries represented. This William Hill World Championship, it is a global game, darts now, isn't it? And you've been playing all over the world.
Without a shadow of a doubt, the places I've been in my career, you wouldn't believe. And the places I've played in, you wouldn't believe. I remember playing in a bar once in Thailand when Matt Damon walked in and just came in, looked around, and Matt Damon. So he must have been doing something, getting ready for the Bourne Supremacy or something, or one of the Bourne Ultimatum things.
It is growing in places where it's never historically been a big game.
It is an exciting game to be involved. I mean, the atmosphere inside the venue is brilliant. I mean, you get some people that come once and say, ooh, you know, it wasn't for me, but 9 out of 10 are hooked on it. I've got sponsors that would never, ever set foot in a dart venue, have come once, and they've been every time. Just seem to love that atmosphere.
Is there something special particularly about Ali Pally as well?
It's the World Championships. That's all it is. It's just got that ring. They never introduce you as the Grand Prix champion or the Irish champion or the Bulgarian champion. It's the World Champion.
They're going to be watched by millions as well as the thousands in the hall itself. Is there more pressure now then than there perhaps was when it felt like a smaller game?
The only pressure now is myself. There's no pressure on me with players. The players don't bother me one iota because they've always been good players. I've had good games for 30 years. The only thing is catching up with me is age. My eyesight's not the same. My health is not the same. You don't sleep as good as what you used to do. You know, Michael can go to bed at 2 o'clock in the morning and sleep till 2 in the afternoon. I might go to bed at 5 in the morning. I'll be awake at 6 because that's what I've been used to. You know, I didn't start till I was 30 years old, so I spent probably 14 or 15 years getting up at 6 o'clock in the morning and going to work, and it gets in your blood, and it's very hard to break that regime. You know, you still, I can come home from exhibition sometimes, we hit the traffic, we've got it at 6 in the morning, half past 8 I'm wide awake.
How do you maintain your hunger and enthusiasm for the game then, bearing in mind you've been doing it so long?
It's a challenge for me now, that's what it is. It's all about, can I still do it, still earning good money? When I say good money, I mean last week I earned something like 11,500, the week before that about 10,000, and then the week after that I've just earned probably another 30,000 or 40,000. I mean, it's mental. I mean, this money is just being thrown at you week in and week out. But I've got a bit of a big family, you know, and I like to try and look after them if I can and set myself up for when I retire. For me, a normal life isn't like what you do every day. Is not normal for me to go Marks and Spencer's or to go to a supermarket and just do a bit of shopping and come home and cook tea. It's not normal. It's the things I don't do. But when I do, I enjoy it. People say, what are you doing your own shopping? I actually enjoy it because I don't do this kind of thing.
You must want, before you get to that stage, though, to claim a 17th William Hill World Championship title.
No, I don't. I want to win 20. But I want to win every tournament that I go into. And I've still got that element of brilliance in me. I can still go up there and hit 120 on average. It's just the consistency isn't quite there at the minute, but it's coming. I did swap darts, I did change sponsors, but I can still improve and I still think we can get better.
So how confident are you then of winning a 17th William Hill World Championship title?
I'm always confident anyway. I know I can win it. It's just getting up there and proving it.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.